Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show. All right. Welcome back to the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today by Randy Ainston.
How are we doing? It feels like it's been a while since you and I have done a podcast.
Why was that? You and Zach did a few.
Yeah.
2 weeks in a row or just one?
I think it was two.
All right. Well, you got me.
We're back. We're back.
You got me back. Yeah. Big event coming up here. Lots happening. Golly. I mean, we were doing the episodes up there.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why.
We're on the moon, yeah.
Artemis.
Behind the moon, yeah.
Behind the moon. The dark side of the moon. Oh, golly, guys. Hey, listen, I'm going to throw this stat out there. The average gym owner makes less than a high school teacher.
Ooh.
What does that mean? Well, I could speak to this because my mom was a school teacher for 37 years before she retired. And it's true. I know exactly how much she made, and I know what gym owners make. And the crazy thing about this is she's been retired for 10 years, and that's 10-year-old money
sure.
that she was making versus what gym owners are making today. Now, that's not to say, hey, what we're doing as a gym owner isn't like respectable work. It's just the reality of how much gym owners are really taking home in a current environment in yeah. most cases. And there's a dichotomy between the two sides of this kind of, I call it the coin, the spectrum, they're completely different. You got gym owners that don't make as much as a school teacher, and you got gym owners making more than CEOs of major corporations.
Truth.
In the same industry. And what do I mean by that? Like over on the high school teacher side, you know, the average gym owner is making what? $2,000 to $3,000 a month take home. Is that about right? Sure. 36,000 to 50,000 somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's call it 50,000 on the high end. That's the average. And that's not our numbers, guys. That's the state of the industry report put out by another company that we read into. It's like, interesting. Mm-hmm. The average gym owner is making about 36 to $50,000 a year. And then on the other side, you have gym owners taking home $500,000 a year
mm-hmm.
and taking vacations every day or every week and doing whatever they want with their free time. So they have a gym that runs itself. And no, guys, this isn't like a major big box over here at the $500,000. This is like gyms like mine and everybody listening. This is your mom and pop gyms, independent gyms. But the real big driver, the catalyst between like what is the lever that makes somebody move from the school teacher salary to the $500,000? It's the model.
The model, absolutely.
And we can't stress this enough. A lot of the times a gym owner or gym, these alpha gym owners like, hey, I'm just going to work harder. I'm just going to do more work to make it happen because, you know, if I just work harder, I will make more money at the end of the day. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, that could be right in some industries. The more product, the more widgets you create, the harder you work, the more time that you put in, the more dishes you serve, the more, you know, that, you know, sometimes leads to more revenue. But in the situation where you've got a bad model, it doesn't matter how hard you work. You're just going to make X.
Yeah.
And that X will never grow. And the most ironic thing about this is most owners that got in this industry would say, hey, you know what? I'm going to open a gym. My earnings uncapped. I can do whatever I want and it'll just make as much as I can possibly imagine. But they're stuck in a model that won't allow them to get any further.
Yeah, the big catalyst there is going to be churn, right? Price point, the model, meaning, you know, are we serving large group team training type facilities versus something like we preach forever, you know, semi-private. Mm-hmm. You know, right out of the gate, on a high end, you might have a client worth, I'd say probably 2.25 would be really stretching it for a large group.
$225 a month?
Yeah, probably that's good money for a large group training model. And that's probably, you know, your A markets in LA, a Chicago, a New York, you know, like that's it doesn't happen in middle America, you know what I mean, to be able to charge that for a large group. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you know, if you compare a semi-private model in those areas, you're probably well over $500 a month per client. So just from a sheer number, the client's worth much more. The length of stay, we've preached this for forever, right? Large group down to, I mean, hell, Orange Theory's reports say 3 months retention, you know? So if you're getting, let's just call it $200 times three, clients worth $600 to your business versus a model where you're nearly getting that with every client each month, you know, 2/3 of that, you know, through the doors from one client per month. So, and then, you know, our numbers, was it 36 months average length of stay for a semi-private client? So if you're just considering, like we talk about, you know, buying customers, buying clients from the marketplace, why would you not want to position yourself in a way to acquire a client that's worth exponentially more, massively more money over the length of their stay versus, you know, and then you're not replacing them. That's a big thing. You're not replacing your entire gym four times a year.
Yeah. You're going to lose clients. You just have to make it known that, you know what, no client stays forever. They move on, they move, they die, they change their mind, whatever it is. But in the large group model, it's happening exponentially more than a semi-private. And the, then you kind of dig in why. Like, and this is always where my head goes. It's like, why is a client staying so much longer in a semi-private atmosphere than a large group atmosphere? And you start looking at why. And I started, I dissected this. Like, what is it? What is the reason? Let's start at the service level, for example. The service level that you get in a large group training model is, you know what, one size fits all. Everybody's kind of in the same room. If you're not in great shape, you kind of hide in the back and you kind of like mail it in. Type of thing. And guys, this isn't me making this up. This is what we ran for many years in the very early days. I watched it happen. I would watch people, you know, like, hey, everybody's got 10 reps and this guy's done in like 10 seconds. Like he did like five reps, half rep.
Yeah.
Everybody else is busting their ass. So it's this weird kind of like one size fits all, kind of fade into the background. Don't work as hard as everybody else if you can, because we're all just trying to get through this together. There's no accountability if you don't show up. There's no customization. There's no appointments. Like at least in our world, it was a class you signed up for. If you came, cool. If you didn't, cool. It didn't matter. And so like that's that large group training model side. And you start looking at, okay, well, what's the price point? Okay. At the average is around 159 to 179. You said 225. That's the high end. Like let's just say $200, right? It's a take it or leave it. It's not a whole lot of skin in the game. It's like, hey, it's like $50 a week if you do it weekly or whatever. It's like not even that. It's like 40 something, but like $50 a week. Yeah, it's, you know, it's not enough pain for me to like, dude, I gotta go because I'm paying a lot of money for this and I need to use it. Like that's out of the equation. You look at the type of person that does large group training, typically a little bit more in shape, a little younger. They don't have a lot of like need for customization because they don't have like a knee replacement, hip replacement, stuff like that, because they couldn't work out in that environment without the customization anyway. So like you're not, you're just seeing kind of like more in shape, younger, kind of like, you know, a little bit hardcore, more hardcore type of client, mostly a fat loss client in that room and high energy. And so you see like, okay, well, cool. That's awesome. Like, why don't those people stay? Well, the reason those people don't stay, there's like probably five things, but like number one, you can get that flavor of exercise any place in town.
Yeah.
Okay. You can go to the big box gym and get that large group X dynamic where everybody's kind of going up and doing sprints and all that stuff. Like there's nothing special about your large group training, metabolic conditioning with the music. Like it's just not that. Okay. So that's the first thing.
And even with that, I mean, if you think about a membership to a big box gym, I mean, I pay about $40. $40-something a month, all of those classes are included. There's no additional cost. You know what I mean?
Right.
So for $40, I can go do, if I wanted to, I'd go do any of those classes and I have to pay that, right? Yeah. Now, you have a training gym that's your deliverable, and you're paying $50 a week on a high end for just that training. You know what I mean? So like when it comes to options for the consumer, there are a lot of, it is a low hanging fruit. They can go almost anywhere and get that service for pennies on the dollar.
Right.
And so it's hard to keep somebody paying more money for something that everybody else is basically giving away.
Yeah. That's that flavor of exercise, right? Like that flavor is, bunch of bodies in a room getting sweaty and metabolic conditioning, high heart rate, you know, not any customization.
And, so, but the big takeaway for the client, like, is variety. You know what I mean? Like, they're looking for to do something different a little bit all the time. Yep. So whether you are changing your workouts enough for them to stay involved there, if that's not the case,
yeah,
why aren't they looking
at it? Let's hit on that harder. The client values, in that environment, the client values variety and change and new workouts and, like, super new challenges and stuff like that. Okay. If your stuff gets stale, they're going to go outside and look for variety, yep, right? This is also your class pass style person, deal seeker type person, jump in, jump out. There's no, you know, there's no buy-in to, like, this is my hub. I heard another podcaster that's in the fitness space say this a long time ago, and he said something along the lines of, you cannot expect your clients to have, like, your service be the only thing that they do, okay? You cannot expect that. And while he's right for large group training, because that client doesn't want one size fit, they want to jump around, they do yoga, they want to do spin, they want to do, like, a hike, and they want to come over here and do this large group stuff, and then they'll go to the big box, and they'll go do a CrossFit, and they'll go travel and all that stuff. For that person, he's right.
Yep.
He's right. You can't expect that. And so, like, just to have them for a transactional workout kind of thing, then that's all you're going to get. And that's why those clients don't stick around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're paying the least. They stay the least. Also, they lean younger. When I say younger, I'm saying, like, well under 40. Let's call it 35 years old and younger, 25 to 35. That kind of boot campy style. What are those people doing? They're getting new jobs or getting married. They're trying to find their life. I mean, they're going to buy a new house. They move out of town. And so, like, for those reasons, those people leave as well.
Yeah.
It's not just the service. It's who it attracts and the type of person it attracts and the low price point. Like, everything says that that is the worst possible decision for a gym owner to make, to put that as their core service.
I'll add one more in there. It's the delivery of the result, right? Most of it being weight loss. When they hit their goal, that pain is gone. Mm-hmm. They no longer are seeking, you know, that big driver that got them through the door in the first place. Why would they continue paying for that result that they've already achieved? Now they're thinking about, oh, cool, I've lost the weight. Now I'll just stay active by, you know, hiking a couple times a week. Yep. Or how can I save that money and still maintain? They don't necessarily need the trainer.
Again, another reason against that model. Now, I'm trying to think about somebody listening to this show right now that is hardcore large group boot camp style class based, and they're probably thinking, like, we're wrong, or it's fun to train, or it's easy to train, or my coaches like to train, or my clients love it here. Okay. You're going to have some clients that love it there. And yes, I will give you the fact that it is easier to train.
Mm-hmm.
You're not customizing anything. You're not really even coaching a whole lot. You're motivating.
Motivating.
Yeah. You think about a class. You're on stage. All right, let's go, everybody. You know, everybody up. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you know, Mrs. Johnson, we're gonna push it a little bit today. That's the type of coaching you're doing. Not to say that there aren't great coaches that live in that environment. That is like a 1/10 of the skill set that they could be using.
Sure.
Okay. And so, like, while I get it's easy to coach and it's fun to coach, and while it's easy to sell, all for those three reasons isn't good enough because of all of the negatives and the cons that come with large group training. And we're kind of shitting on large group training. Just we are.
Yeah.
And it's not because I didn't do large group training. It's literally because I looked at it and I analyzed the type of clients and why are these people leaving so fast when these other people over here are staying so long. This is what I found. This is not like hypothetical. This is literally what I found.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, well, what about the semi-private training clients? What about those people? Well, first off, when we were doing this, they were paying $350 and more. We had a $350, a $450, and a $550 just for reference. And this is a decade ago.
Okay. Yeah.
We had those three. We were doing $550 for semi-private. Like, just we were. And so, like, well, Tim, in your area, no, not my area. Like, everybody's area could do this. And so just put it to you that way, $350 and over, these clients were staying 36.2 months on average, like the global average. And some are still here, right? So 16, 17, 18 years later. So the question is, like, what are those people doing? Who are those people and why are they staying so long? Well, number one, let's go into the service level. OK, Okay, the service level, you go down into like the workouts. Again, be very clear here. Semi-private, the way we teach it, the way we define it, is not small group training where you're doing a large group training model, one size fits all with less people. No, mm-hmm. we are not talking about that. We're talking semi-private specifically. And what that means is they have customized programs for them. Each individual person, up to six people per hour, one coach, custom programming. And when I mean custom, I'm talking hyper custom.
And we talk about the programming itself, right? The difference is there.
Right. We have a lift cycle, right? And so it's going through our different phases from hypertrophy to power, strength, endurance. We have deload weeks and integration weeks and all these different things that are built into a program for the entire year. And our clients are going through those phases. And they know what those phases are because we put it on the wall and we send out emails and we talk about these different phases of what their workouts are going through. Again, this is not the same as going out like, what do you guys want to do today and putting a WOD on the board or something like that. This is a thought through customized program. Now, on each person's individual workouts, there's seven levels of regression or progression that a client in a particular movement pattern will do for that day. On that client, the person on the next to him is doing a totally different customized workout for them. And you know, it's like, Tim, well, how can you coach six people customized their workout? Well, we do it through our delivery system, which is, you know, semi-private pro, but that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the finished product is a custom program. So the clients, that's number one. I believe the clients are paying for that.
I agree.
Okay. And I know that to be true because I can put six people in a small group training session and they'll leave just as fast, in fact, probably faster than the large group training session. So like we need to be real clear here. You're hearing people talking about small group personal training, small group training. Those words to me are the opposite of what I'm talking about here, which is semi-private training and it's custom. Okay. So that's the service delivery. Now they have an appointment. They don't show they're getting a call. What do you mean? You know, there's accountability on that level. There's no show and late cancel fees. And they know that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so now you got there's more buy-in. This isn't just kind of show up if you want to, this is like, we're expecting you here. We got a rack set up for you. The coach is waiting for you and the clients know it.
Yep.
And they respect the time and they respect the clients, the coaches and the other clients.
Other clients. Yeah.
What do you mean, Tim? How do they respect the other clients? Well, if you take up somebody's time slot, you're not respecting the other clients. And they know that could happen to them too. And so there's this buy-in of like, hey, we respect people's time in here. And it's just the culture of what we've created here because this is we the clients hold our coaches at a high level, right? They respect them. This is a professional organization. Okay. So that's the delivery system. They're getting held accountable. This is their got custom programming. It's strength and conditioning. That's another thing that's a difference.
Big difference.
Metabolic conditioning is large group. Strength and conditioning is, well, Tim, what's the difference, right? What's the difference? Well, the word strength is the first thing, right? You're building strength in these semi-private training workouts. We're lifting weights, hopefully heavy weights. Whereas in a large group training, it's a lot of body weight. It's everybody picks up the same size kettlebell and swings it for the same amount of time. And it's just like, oh, men do this weight and women do that weight. Yeah. Sure, there's some resistance training, but this isn't customized strength and conditioning. So again, it's the programming itself. It's the customization of the programming. It's the strength component of. Now think about this: weight loss. You want to lose 20 pounds, you get there and you're done. Strength, you can infinitely grow strength over time.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do we, as a fitness industry, why did we pigeonhole ourselves into something like weight loss where we cannot guarantee an outcome? There's so many things that go against you. In fact, you have like the littlest
control
over weight loss versus, say, strength. Quality of movement, range of motion. We can control that as a fitness industry. We can promise that on marketing, on our consultations. We can promise that. Why would we ever promise weight loss? Why did we? Well, guess what? That's what the client wanted. So we're going to go promise that to him. That's just a typical fitness industry doing whatever it takes to get the client to sign up type of thing.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. Okay. Yep. So let's create a program. And this is for all gym owners listening, whether or not you're semi-private, private, large group, whatever. Let's take control of the deliverable. That's the first thing we need to do. Let's take control of like what we can promise, and what we can promise is strength. We can promise strength because strength comes with progressive overload. And if you're a gym owner dedicated to delivering a better training experience than your competitors, then you already know that one of the biggest bottlenecks in your business is programming. Most gym owners are either doing it themselves or paying a team a small fortune just to keep up. That's why I want to tell you about our sponsor, Semi-Private Pro, a platform that we built out of necessity in our own gym after realizing how much time and money we were just wasting to stay on top of programming. Let me give you a couple real-world examples. Ayn Toppin, she was spending 3 hours a day on programming. After switching to Semi-Private Pro, that dropped to zero, with zero drop in quality. Scott Wilson out of Kentucky, he's paying his team 15 hours a week for programming. Now they handle it in 15 minutes and it's actually better than before. And Elizabeth Rogers, she reclaimed her Sundays. No more weekends behind a laptop writing workouts, and her coaches are now more aligned and consistent than ever. Guys, that is what Semi-Private Pro does. It gives you a master programming system your coaches can easily follow and adjust in real time. And here's the best part. This isn't some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all template. Thanks to Semi-Private Pro's trademark movement matrix, every client workout is customized to their goals and movement quality. So it's not just faster, it's actually more individualized, more professional, and completely scalable. So if you're tired of spending your weekends writing workouts or worse, paying your team to do it, head on over to semiprivatepro.com to learn more. That's semiprivatepro.com and reclaim your time and level up your training. All right, before we jump back into the episode, a quick note for the gym owners listening right now. If you're the kind of owner that is always pushing for the next level, you should know about the Growth Summit. Every year, we bring together some of the most driven gym owners in the industry for 3 days. This year, it's in Scottsdale. No fluff, no bullshit, just serious operators talking about what it really takes to build a gym that works as a business. Several thousand gym owners from all over the world so far have attended. So if you want to be in the room with people who refuse to settle for average, head on over to fitprogrowsummit.com and grab your ticket now, June 25th through 27th in Scottsdale. All right, let's get back to the show. Rest, okay? A little bit of diet in there and sure. aminos and stuff like that, right? And like some supplements, but like that's a lot easier to control the effort in the gym versus the cake in the mouth with the weight loss, yeah, right?
Like at 10 p.m. when they're no longer, you know, nowhere near you.
Yeah, we could control the environment that they're in right now. Mm-hmm. Sure, if they sit all day, their range of motion, like stuff like that, or if they hurt themselves doing something stupid, landscaping or something at their house or whatever. Yeah, sure, there's those issues, but like this isn't like willpower type of shit. Yeah. It's like, hey, we overexert ourselves or my job's keeping me in this position for a long time. Okay, well, let's build some breaks and stuff like that. That's easier to do than the cake, right? Okay, so then we looked at the human being that was buying that semi-private training. Like, why are those people staying longer? Well, if you look at they skew older.
Sure.
And since we said kind of like under 40 was for the large group, this is over 40. Okay, so what are over 40 people, you know, and I'm one of them, obviously, and you're close, but like, what do they want? Who are they? Well, first off, they're typically a little bit more established. They're married. They have kids. They have a house, career, kind of in an area.
Yeah.
So like that moving thing does happen, but it happens for other reasons. It's very interesting. Like our clients will move, but like, hey, we're going to move to Puerto Rico.
okay. Yeah.
tax shelter, friendly country, or not even it's the US, but yeah. Like different area. Okay. Well, they're still moving, but they're not moving for a job yeah. and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting.
And the rate at which that happened is fractional yeah. in comparison.
Compared.
Right?
So, yeah. so, okay. So these people are a little bit more grounded. Now, the other thing is, they're paying a lot more, but they also have a lot more money to spend. Okay. So they're not scraping the pennies up this week to try to get the $500 a month personal training membership. Now, the thing is, it is harder to sell.
Sure.
You have a less of a population that could afford that versus the, you know, $200 thing. So yeah, that is a con. But when you do get these people to come in and they're the right type of clients, we call them lifestyle clients, they stay forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, and realistically too, like you mentioned a couple of times, like the demographic, Well, that's always a question when I talk to a gym owner. It's like, yeah, well, you are in Scottsdale. Like, how would that work for me? At the systems and everything that we preach, like the delivery, all of that stuff, everything is almost identical. If we change the price point to cater to an area where they just don't have the same income levels and things like that,
yeah,
that might be the one variable that's a little bit less.
Yeah.
But even within that, the smallest areas that we work in, I mean, we've got gyms in Eastern Kentucky running this, middle of Wisconsin, like places across the country, it's called them C markets, right? Maybe we're $15 less a week, but at the same time, we're only looking for, most of these gyms need 200 people to be really successful.
Yes.
I don't know, like there isn't a town that we've ever been in that we can't find 200 people, right? Compare that to a large group model where we're getting a third of the revenue. Mm-hmm. You need twice as many, three times as many people to get the same revenue for yourself. Sure. And so, you know, just to lay that out there, because we're framing this from the really, it's the benefit of the owner and the takeaway for the business mm-hmm. that we're talking about here. It's not just the delivery and the benefit for the client, right?
Right.
And that's obviously, you know, if you're listening, you know that we're teaching you and we want you to win as the owner.
Well, here's the kicker to the whole thing. You're saying, well, like some people that might say, hey, we can't do that in Wichita, Kansas. We can't do that. Well, you can do it. In fact, why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah.
Meaning, why don't you bring a Scottsdale level product to Wichita, Kansas, place it there, and then be the highest in the market?
Yep.
Sure, maybe, and I don't believe this, maybe you can't charge $650 a month in your town. Maybe.
Sure.
But you can deliver a $650 a month service and charge $500 a month for mm-hmm. it and feel really good about it. And nobody's going to be able to compete with you. So again, pricing aside, the product and the delivery doesn't cost you $650 a month to provide. Like, it just doesn't. Like,
sure.
It is no different price-wise, burden-wise to the ownership to provide a semi-private training product versus a large group training product. I don't know if there's, maybe equipment.
Yeah,
initial capital expenditure to buy equipment that you can service a strength and conditioning protocol versus a large group, which is usually a bunch of like sandbags and some TRXs, right? Okay.
Floor space.
You've got more upfront capital for a semi-private training gym than you do a large group. I agree to that. But once you have all that spent to deliver the product, I'm thinking about what it would take. Human capital, okay, do you pay the coaches more? Not necessarily.
I would say probably less, because from our experience, most gym owners doing large group do a tiered
per head thing.
So their coaches are making more than the gym is for that session quite often.
Yeah, I've seen that
too. You know what I mean?
So maybe even less. So, maybe the software, if you're using our software, there's a $400 a month kind of thing one time for that. Like, I don't know. I don't think there costs you any more to provide a semi-private training delivery than it does large group. So like, okay, so like we're kind of bringing up objections and shooting them down at the same time, because these are conversations you're having.
Constantly.
And like, well, why wouldn't you? Okay, this is an honest question to gym owners listening. Why wouldn't you want to deliver the best product that you believe is possible to your clientele, unless you don't believe that. Mm-hmm. If you believe large group training, metabolic conditioning, one size fits all, large group training is the best product to deliver results to your community, then you should not change that if you believe it. If you believe it.
But then there's a second question. How do you train?
They may train that way.
They could. But I know, chances are, you know, year in and year out, if you're in this industry, you're probably throwing some weight on a bar and lifting.
Yeah, you're doing strength and conditioning. you and I both know that. Gym owners listening, this is the practice what you preach type mm-hmm. of mentality. If you aren't doing large group training yourself in the large group training environment as much as you're expecting your clients, like 4 days a week, then why are you delivering to the clientele?
Yeah.
Are you saying that what you do is better than what you provide? Or are you just saying I'm too late? I don't know what it is. But like, if you don't train yourself that way, or maybe you say that you have different goals than your clients, they have fat loss and your goal is strength and condition. Oh, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
But guess what? Your clients, once they get to that weight loss, they're going to leave and go find strength and conditioning anyway. So, like, you better have that level. So, anyways, going back to, like, the owner benefit of a semi-private training model versus a large group training model. Number one, financially, there is more money to be made in semi-private training than there is in large group training. They're just this, okay? For the price point, for the retention, for all the things we've already discussed in this. So, okay, there's more money coming in. Okay, now what does that allow you to do as an owner? Well, it allows you to go and give your coaches raises. If they don't make enough, keep them longer.
Yep.
Give them training. Allows you to buy more equipment and better equipment for your facility if it's run down. It allows you to bring a cleaner in 5 days a week instead of once. It allows you to do touch-up paint every summer and make sure that the physical plant is great, right? Like, it allows you to market better. It allows you to find more clients and bring them in that way. Allows you to have better software to provide better services. Okay, cool. Well, that's a great reason. Oh, and guess what? It allows you to take home more as an owner. And it also, if we're talking about freedom, it allows you to hire a fitness director or some person that's in between the owner and the delivery of the product that gives you that one step of insurance policy that prevents the gym owner from going downhill when they lose a coach and back on the training floor. And now the business struggles.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's something that I think is important to say too, because you hear it from gym owners all the time. Like, I wouldn't know what to do with all my time. Well, you work on your business, not in it. And that's there's both ends of that spectrum. You know what I mean? What I would say that the majority of gym owners that we work with large group are stuck in the delivery where they can't afford, mm-hmm. the margins aren't there. The volume isn't there. They can't keep people long enough. So they have to be on the floor. They don't choose to be on the floor. And that's mm-hmm. the big thing. You mentioned freedom. That's the reason I get up and do what we do every day, is I want a gym owner to have the option of what area of the business that they want to work on. I want you to go see your kids play that game on Friday night. Yeah. I want you to be at the rehearsal Saturday morning. Like, that's the reason that you as a entrepreneur step into that seat, and then you find yourself buying a job and constantly battling this, mm-hmm. you know, cyclical situation. Yes, you want, I would assume that that's what you want as an entrepreneur, but you generally just don't know how to do it. And a lot of it's because the margins just aren't there in the model that you're in.
The model. The model's preventing you from going to those, having that time freedom.
Yeah.
Okay. So what, okay. So like that was really that was the episode. Like, we want to make sure that gym owners understand that if you're in the wrong model, you can't outwork it. You can't work harder to make more money. You're just going to keep hitting the ceiling. And again, that happened to us. That happened to me. I was in that room over there trying to figure out, like, what was the point? And I brought the team in. I brought Zach in. I brought Mike in at the time.
Yeah.
And I said, guys, like, what is going on? And we were making, I don't know, let's just call it $55,000, $60,000 a month back then. I go, if this is all we're going to make, I'm going to close the doors. That's what I said. I said, we're not doing all this for $55,000 a month. It's not worth it. Let's do something else. And they're like, whoa, hold on. Because I was pissed. I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter how hard I was working. It wasn't going anywhere.
That's another thing to mention, too. In those positions, most of those gym owners are unlocking the doors 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. They're locking the doors at 9 p.m. So if you as the owner in that scenario is bringing home 50 grand at the end of the year, compare that to the teacher who's working a corporate standard barely nine to five,
yeah.
Couple months off, or lighter. I don't think teachers get a full summer off anymore, type of thing.
Yeah. But,
you know, like, it's not 80 hours a week for 50 grand as a teacher, but it is damn sure 80 hours a week for a lot of these gym owners to barely bring home 50K. Yeah.
So here's the point. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That was the epiphany I had. Like, what are we doing? Like, let's stop sugarcoating this thing.
Sure.
Let's stop. Like, what it is, and that's when we figured out the model was wrong. Like, that's how it all kind of happened. We had a great business, and by all stretch of managing like $50,000-$60,000 a month, it was awesome for most places. Not for what I wanted.
Sure,
and that was with me still in the gym. I was still doing sales. Like, sure, Zach was a coach here, and Mike was a coach here, but like, they weren't in the fitness director role where I was still doing everything.
Yeah,
and so like, I came to the realization, like, this is not worth our time, my time. Like, what are we doing here? And that's kind of where I dissected everything. And it's kind of a funny story because Zach tells it. It's like, you know, $50,000-$60,000 a month. What do we do? What is the point? You know, yeah. And it just, I have higher expectations. I had higher expectations. Still do, right? Like, and you should too, listening. Like, you should absolutely expect your gym to make $100,000 a month or more, and you take home $300,000 or $400,000 a year as a owner and not have to service clients and do sales and do everything else in your gym. That is possible.
Yes.
We see it happening every single day, actually. We're living it, right? I'm living it.
We've, you know, and another thing there is like the transition, right? You're in this model. You've done this for years. How could I possibly do that, Tim? How can I go bring in this new deliverable, change everything? For some reason, I don't know why you gym owners think that like we expect you to stop servicing large group on Friday and you're a semi-private gym on Monday. And that's not the case.
No.
Right? It's a phased approach. I mean, we've got systems and we teach exactly how to go through that process and that changeover. We've got a number of gyms right now on our springboard that are that this year, I mean, we're about to hit May right now. When this comes out, I think we'll be in May, right? So this year alone, I mean, I got three gyms that in the last 2 weeks have taken the revenue that they were making from large group training and have crossed that over, and they're now making more with their semi-private deliverable through the phased approach. And we're talking a handful of clients that have made that transition.
Doesn't take much.
No, we know it's, I mean, just look at the numbers, right?
Like, 3 to 1.
Yeah, it's like 3 to 1. So for every large group client you move over, you're making 3 times the money from that one person. From every new person that you bring into the business, you're making 3 times what you were for that versus putting them into a large group model, right? So the math in getting to those numbers happens a lot faster and a lot, like, easy is a subjective word, but, you know, it's not as difficult as gym owners would think it is.
Yeah, you have some tough conversations, but at the end of the day, you're doing it for the business and you're doing it for your freedom and you're doing it for your coaches. And you're technically doing it for the clients too.
Absolutely.
Just because you're charging more doesn't mean you're hurting the client. It means you're able to give them a better product.
And if I mean, I don't think there's any one of us that would agree that a cookie cutter, anybody, you know, large group style program is equivalent to a custom program. It's not the same, right? So the value is apples and oranges. And the client sees that. The client feels that we can back that up with retention, you know, the numbers and things like that. Like, that's the thing is this whole conversation, we've removed the emotional attachment to these decisions, right? At the end of the day, and this is something that we coach with, right? Like, I have one-off calls with some of our clients where they're like, you know, they get in their head and they start to second guess some of these things. And I'm like, hey, trust the process. Look at the numbers. Let's look at how things are going.
Acceptable loss equation.
We have a framework for that. And it's wild. I mean, it's trust so wild. Man. Trust the process. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
It's a matter of a couple, you know, like, you know, 2 to 3 months, your whole business is in an entirely different arena than you ever thought possible. And you're doing it with a fraction of the clients that you were fighting to keep in the business to make, you know, X over here. So I think the epiphany that hits gym owners when it starts to all come together, and then once you're on the other side of it, it's like the one thing that I hear more often than not is, I wish I did this sooner.
Yeah. Well, we'll end on this one note. We've got a client right now. They're in Spain. Her whole family, their whole family's in Spain.
2 clients in Spain.
That's true. Yeah. But this particular client was in our Grow Summit in Chicago. They drank the Kool-Aid. They liked what they heard. They jumped in on board with our Iron Circle. They moved very quickly.
Yes.
Like, probably a little too quick.
Yep.
And they did make some waves and create some problems for themselves that they just were, you know, they were at a point in their business where they were kind of just sick of, like, just being in there every day and not much to show for it. They were a very large group oriented athletic training gym, CrossFit centric a little bit in some ways. The funny thing is they had all the equipment you could ever imagine for a semi-private. They just were using it.
Wasn't utilized, yeah.
Yeah, well, they were using it for large group. Long story short is, just had a chat with her today. She's they're well over 107. They're going into like 110 this week, semi-private training clients. their goal is 130 at whatever, $500 a month. So whatever that math says. And, you know, at the peak of their existence, and this is in one line item, they still have their athletic training, stuff like that. Bottom line is they're not in the gym anymore. They're in Spain. They've got teams in place. They got a better delivery system. They're converting at a higher level. They've got well over their revenue that they were making, and now they're not delivering it.
How long are they in Spain for?
I think for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I think it's 90 something days, I think.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Like that's alone, freedom. That's 100%. Like that should be the goal of everybody listening here is, yeah. And again, it doesn't mean you have to. It means you have the option to. And that's the big thing. You want to go train clients tomorrow?
Yeah, they could come fly back in and train clients if they wanted to.
Anytime
they had the itch.
They could walk in and, you know, hey, Noah, take your time off. You know what I mean? Take a day off. We'll go do the work.
Yeah,
today.
Yeah.
They have the choice, but they don't have the requirement.
Yeah. And, you know, and something else that I know that drives them, the particular that drives a lot of you gym owners is like they're able to take care of their team.
Yeah.
So like their director and stuff has unlimited days off. They do whatever, you know, it's just the right, it feels better, I guess, as owners that you can just allow your team to grow and stuff. Gives them a little bit more of a path. And allows them to do, you know, live life a little bit, right? And so guys, listen, I know this is a little bit longer of an episode, but the bottom line is this. If you're in the wrong model, it doesn't matter how hard you work, you're only going to get to a specific revenue level. And it's like, at that point, you have to make a decision. What are we doing this for? And if what you're doing it for is for the love of the game, then by all means, stay right where you're at. You'll never make any more. You'll always be in your operation. If that's what you want and love, who am I to say change it? Okay. For everybody else that wants more revenue, more time, more freedom, then yes, semi-private is the way. Bottom line, we're not wavering on that. You can't get to the revenue numbers with that little of a clientele. Just the numbers don't math out. So like bottom line is this, guys, if you need help, I mean, obviously if you can come to the Grow Summit, even better. We got a big workshop that talks all about this stuff called the $1 Million Model Mastery. And that's kind of happening on the Thursday afternoon. Love to see you there. You know, fitprogrowsummit.com, and you can check that out. But if not, jump on a call. On a call. We got a springboard program for you. We love working with large group training gyms, CrossFit gyms that want to make this move. If that's you, we'd love to help you because there's a whole nother blue ocean on the other side of that wall. Okay, on the other side of that decision, guys. Hopefully that helps you. That's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.